live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an investigation has been launched by Letterkenny University Hospital after a patient's medical files were found dumped in a park. Investigations are continuing following the report of a suspicious approach to a woman in the Drenan area of Ballybofey on Tuesday last. Major works are to be carried out at Donegal Airport as part of an investment package announced by government today. And Gardaí in Donegal are warning homeowners of the dangers of posting on social media while they are on holiday. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil that discussions are continuing between the Irish and Scottish governments to de-escalate the tensions over Rock Ault, with the Scottish government threatening to challenge any Irish vessels fishing in the waters around the rock. The issue was raised during the order of business today by Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, who asked Leo Varadkar what discussions he had had at EU level and with the Scottish authorities on the issue. Mr Varadkar said discussions are continuing in both areas and repeated the government's view that no one can claim sovereignty over Rock Ault and the waters around it.
The matter wasn't raised at my recent meeting with First Minister Sturgeon, but it has been discussed by the Taoiseach and his counterpart, and by Minister Creed, and the European Commission has been informed of the matter. Rock Ault is a rock, essentially a sea stack in the middle of the ocean. It's uninhabitable, it's uninhabited, and I don't think it's something that Ireland and Scotland should fight over. We don't have a claim to it, and we don't accept any other sovereign claim on it. We think the fisheries and territory around it should be shared, and the Irish vessels that are fishing in those waters have EU quota, and these waters are part of EU waters, and under the Common Fisheries Policy, we believe they are within their rights to continue to fish in the area around Rock Ault. On this issue, the views of Ireland and those of Scotland have differed for some time, but we have built up a strong and positive relationship to our mutual benefit over many years. In light of most recent developments, dialogue is continuing between the Irish and Scottish governments, and there have been close contacts at official level over recent days to de-escalate tensions. This matter was discussed both our cabinet meeting this morning and by the Scottish government at theirs, and we've agreed that dialogue should continue between the Irish and Scottish governments. That there have been close contacts at official level and they'll continue. It's been agreed that now a process of intensified engagement will take place, led by senior officials from both administrations, and I think it's fair to say that both administrations would like to see this matter de-escalated.
An investigation has been launched by Letterkenny University Hospital after a patient's medical files were found dumped in a park. The documents belonging to an elderly woman were discovered by a family in the Bernard McGlinchey Park near the hospital. Last month, medical files were also found on the streets of Cork and Drogheda. Member of the Regional Health Forum, Councillor Jerry McMonagle, says another person came forward today to say that their file was found earlier this year in the High Road area of Letterkenny.
We just heard today that an elderly they had been contacted by the hospital recently. They say that her file had been found out on a street in Letterkenny. This just isn't good enough. You would expect that your medical history would be kept in a very secure location. But as we can see, not just here in Donegal, but across the country, that files are turning up everywhere in places they shouldn't be.
Investigations are continuing following the report of a suspicious approach to a woman in the Drenan area of Ballybofey on Tuesday last. Gardaí say a woman out walking was approached by a man travelling in a blue hatchback-style car who stopped to ask for directions. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Garda Claire Rafferty urged anyone who is approached in a similar fashion and feels in any way uneasy to report the incident to Gardaí.
We want to make people aware that last Tuesday, the 4th of June, at approximately 8:45 p.m. an adult female was approached by a male. He's described to be travelling in a blue hatchback style car. No further information can be given at this time, but we just want to make people aware to be cautious of people stopping. It was as simple as this person asked for directions, but the person who...
There was enough happening there that she felt
She felt there was more.
Something else to this, okay.
Yeah, so we just ask people, bear it in mind and be cautious if people are stopping at you.
A blue hatchback style car, it's possible that this would not necessarily be isolated, so you also want to hear from anyone else who may have had a suspicious approach from this person. Did he say anything in particular, or was it just a sense that she was getting, or that information?
He asked for directions, that was his reason for stopping at her, and then from there she just felt something wasn't right.
It's emerged 16 labs were involved in cervical check screening and not six as had originally been identified. A second report by Dr. Gabriel Scally into the testing controversy has found a further outsourcing of slides which neither the HSC nor the National Cancer Screening Programme was aware of. The review finds in total 12 labs were used in the US, 2 in Ireland and 2 in the UK. One facility in Manchester was retrospectively accredited. Dr. Scally says despite the fact the slides were sent away to other labs without the HSC's knowledge, there's no evidence of poor testing standards.
We have not identified any evidence that the laboratory services used in the past or those currently in use by Cervical Check have provided or are providing a service which does not meet acceptable standards in their country. The two major accreditation standards applicable in different countries appear to be comparable and do not create any cause for concern in terms of the quality of laboratory services provided.
Major works are to be carried out at Donegal Airport as part of an investment package announced by government today. Over €880,000 has been approved through the Department of Transport. The funding will go towards a runway apron extension, explosive screening equipment and air traffic control systems, including beacons, among other investments. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says given the lack of infrastructure in the region, continued investment in the county's airport is essential.
This is a substantial investment then. I received news last evening from Minister Shane Ross, the Minister for Transport. I've had a long association with Carrickfinn Airport right from the 80s, and in fact I've just flown from Carrickfinn this morning, a 35-minute flight into Dublin. So this is important, it's just not to West Donegal, but indeed to the entire region. And these the fundings will go towards safety and security projects and apron extension, explosive screening equipment and of course many other projects. Donegal Airport have played a vital role in the economic life of West Donegal and has been used extensively by so many people now, both travelling to Dublin and also to Glasgow, and the numbers are increasing all of the time. Now a lot of these works are ongoing and I would expect that they will be closed out by the end of this year.
And this latest investment from the government is, I suppose, maybe a token of their appreciation for such a valuable amenity in the west of the county.
Well, of course, I think it's only right and proper that major investment should be made in the northwest when we consider the fact that we were 4 hours from Dublin, don't have a major road as of yet because of the delays at the M2 and A5, no railway. So this is an investment in rural Ireland that's vitally important to the social and economic life of the region.
TD Ruth Coppinger believes Ireland is lagging behind in terms of animal rights. The Solidarity TD was speaking as the Taoiseach and Fine Gael are being urged to make clear their position on fur farming. Currently, they are the only party in the Dáil that hasn't backed Solidarity's bill to ban fur farming in Ireland. Dazeta Fur Farm in Glenties is the only farm in Donegal currently in operation. Minister Michael Creed has 20 days left to produce a ministerial order to implement a ban, or Solidarity is to push forward with a bill which they believe will clearly pass. Deputy Coppinger says it's time for Ireland to stand with the rest of Europe.
We just feel that 80% of people support a ban on fur farming. They see it as innately cruel to put solitary wild mink in groups and cages, to kill them for profit for a luxury clothing item. It's not something that most people will be needing or ever seeing. And Fine Gael backed a fur farm ban back in 2005. A number of their TDs did when the Green Party put a bill. Now, they haven't done anything in 14 years, but here's the opportunity. They've 20 days left to either produce a ministerial order to implement the ban, which could be done, or we will obviously then push forward with our bill that clearly will pass.
Do you think it seems likely that Fine Gael and the Taoiseach will back this bill, considering they did so similarly in 2005?
Well, it does seem bizarre that parties take positions on things like Fine Gael and Labour both supported that Green Party bill back in 2005, but then when they were in government, they did nothing, and this cruel practice has continued needlessly. There's a growing number of countries now which have banned fur farming. It was banned in the UK 20 years ago under Tony Blair. Now Norway, a country associated with this practice, is currently considering a ban. And Ireland is really in the halfpenny place, and again a laggard in terms of animal rights in Europe.
Revenue has imposed a €12 million tax bill on medical equipment supplier Eurosurgical. The company is one of 62 named on the latest defaulters list to have reached settlements worth €21 million. Sinead Spain reports.
Today's list covers the first 3 months of the year. It shows Eurosurgical, with an address in Churchtown in Dublin, has been hit with a €12 million demand after a revenue audit case. The company, which is now in liquidation, owes more than €6 million in interest and penalties, as well as more than €5 million in tax. Eurosurgical was featured in a primetime documentary last year over alleged breaches of hospital procurement. The settlement is by far the largest in the defaulters list. €10.9 million of the money owed has not been paid. It's one of three settlements unpaid as of the end of March. Overall, two of today's published settlements are for more than €1 million and four are worth more than €500,000. Revenue says these published settlements reflect only a portion of all audits and investigations.
There were two Donegal settlements recorded on today's list. Home Service Station Limited off Station Road Mount Charles paid just under €42,000 in tax and penalties in respect of an undeclaration of tax, while Mulicious Foods off Glencrow Moville paid just over €96,000, also in respect of undeclared tax.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Check out the great range of Father's Day gift ideas for your dad, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games and the qualifiers. Corrigan Park is set to host the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship qualifier between Antrim and Kildare on Saturday week, the 22nd of June. The GAA say the Belfast venue will be subject to an inspection ahead of the fixture, which will have a 3 o'clock throw-in. Derry's match against Laois will be at Owen Beg at 5 o'clock, with Longford's match against Tyrone at the same time at Pierce Park. There's a 6 o'clock start for Westmeath's clash with Limerick and Mullingar, and the meeting of Leitrim and Clare at Carrick and Shannon at the same time. Now, the All-Ulster clash between Monaghan and Armagh will be played at 7 o'clock at Clonus, with Down hosting league champions Mayo at the same time in Newry. Offaly's match against Sligo will be played at O'Connor Park at 2 o'clock on Sunday, June the 23rd. Elsewhere, Tyrone defender Tiernan McCann could escape with a one-match ban for tangling with Donegal's Stephen McMenamin Saturday's Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final. The Central Competitions Control Committee of the GAA will meet later today to examine the incident. McCann pulled at McMenamin's mouth and his boot connected with the head of his opponent. Moving on to soccer, and Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman's hoping they'll be at their best when they face the big guns in their bid to qualify for Euro 2020. Mick McCarthy's side made hard work of defeating Gibraltar 2-0 at the Aviva Stadium last night. The Group D leaders Ireland take on Switzerland, Denmark and Georgia this autumn, and Coleman thinks they'll play better in those games.
Probably should have done better tonight, especially in the final third, but you know, I'll come away from here, I'll go my holidays and I'll think 10 points from 12 games. That's important as well, and I do think we'll be ready for the September games, and sometimes I think them games are probably suit us better in a way, but a bit of both. You know, I'm disappointed that we weren't a little bit more patient and show a few more angles for each other, but happy with the Denmark game and tonight.
Northern Ireland, they look to maintain their 100% start to Euro 2020 qualifying this evening. Michael O'Neill's side are in Minsk to face Belarus, 7:45 is the kick-off time. The other game in Group C sees Germany face Estonia in Mainz. And elsewhere tonight, Wales, they attempt to bounce back from defeat to Croatia when they take on Hungary in the Euro 2020 qualifier. 7:45 is the kickoff time for all of those games tonight. Ryan Giggs' side have a win and a loss from their opening two matches in Group E. In Group I, Belgium, they host Scotland in Brussels. Belgium, they top that Group I with Scotland in third spot. In the Women's World Cup, an injury time goal from Jill Rood gave the Netherlands a 1-0 win over New Zealand in Group E of that Women's World Cup. The three-time winners, the USA, they enter the fray at 8 o'clock this evening. They're playing Thailand. And just kicked off is the game between Chile and Sweden. That one is in Rennes. In other news today, it's understood Maurizio Sarri will leave his role as Chelsea boss once the club have finalised a deal for a replacement. He's expected to leave Stamford Bridge after just one season to join Juventus. Elsewhere, the Donegal Schoolboys 2005 team, they play in the Kennedy Cup competition this week. The lads get their first match underway this evening. They're up against Carlow. Kickoff on that one is at 6 o'clock. There's also two games tomorrow. At 12:30, they play the Sligo and Leitrim League, and at 6 o'clock, they play Limerick Desmond. Moving on to rugby, and there's five debutants have been named in the Ireland under 20 side to face Italy in tomorrow's final Pool B game of the World Championship. Front rowers John McKee and Michael Milne are joined by second row Thomas Ahern, flanker Kieran Booth and scrum half Colm Riley for the game in Santa Fe. A bonus point win over the Italians will secure a semi-final place as best runners-up and if results go their way in the other pool games. Moving on to hockey, and Ireland's women are one game away from a guaranteed shot at Olympic qualification. An 11-0 win over Singapore has sealed top spot in their group in the FAAH series finals in Banbridge. The win means Ireland moves straight through to the semi-finals. Finally, for this evening in athletics, Olympic 800-metre champion Caster Semenya has been named in South Africa's preliminary squad for this year's World Championships. The event gets underway in Qatar in September. Semenya is currently appealing against a ruling restricting testosterone levels in female runners. Her participation in the championships will be dependent on the outcome of that appeal. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí and Donegal are warning homeowners of the dangers of posting on social media while they are on holiday. People are being urged to adopt security measures while away and in particular not to make it obvious that their homes are empty. Milford-based Garda Claire Rafferty said some people's interactions on social media are the equivalent of putting a vacant house sign outside their home for burglars to take full advantage of.
People tend to post on social media, check in on Facebook, that they're at the airport, or put up holiday pictures on whatever social media they have. But that's making people aware, look, my house is vacant, and it gives opportunists the chance to go and break into people's houses. Depending on your security settings on your social media sites as well, it could be a friend of a friend who may see it, and you may not necessarily know that person, but they'll be able to find out where your house is, and you could be targeted as a result of that.
What else should we be doing or not doing, Claire?
So especially if you're going away on holidays, do a thorough check of your home before you go, ensuring that all doors, windows are fully closed and locked. Some people think closing blinds and curtains can deter people, but sometimes that advertises during the day when they're not open that someone's not at home, so we wouldn't necessarily advise that. Setting a light on a timer is a very useful tool. You can get timers for the likes of lamps and that, and it gives the illusion that you are at home. Even having a car parked outside the house, it's simple things like that can help. Another point, a lot of people have house alarms nowadays. It's very important when you're not home, have your alarm set.
The Errigal Arts Festival has been described as a major economic boost for the county. This year's festival was officially launched at Rockhill House Estate, with events running until July the 28th. In one of her first engagements, newly elected Laska Hearlock of Donegal County Council, Niamh Kennedy, launched the 2019 festival programme. Councillor Kennedy says the far-reaching benefits of the festival cannot be measured.
The whole thing about diversity and illumination, the music and culture, and of course the creativity that we experience in the festival showcases us in a way that only Donegal can. So that whole experience of 31 years of this group, you know, really shines through and creates just a wonderful event for anybody who's coming into the county, and hopefully that they can stay longer. We're thinking that it's estimated that there's local people will stay in the area for about 4 nights, whereas overseas travellers will stay for 5 nights. So it's worth a lot of money to the economy, and we're delighted with it.
And the fact that tourists are now planning their holiday around the Errigal Arts Festival shows how well established and how popular the festival has become.
Well, absolutely, that's the whole point. Everywhere seems to get really, you know, benefit from it. And to look at the little brochure and see where to go and what to do and what days to go. I mean, there's so much to see in the county in the first instance. And then when you've got these events coming from all over, the excitement of it, and even for children, for everybody, for families, this is a fantastic event that, you know, as I say, and if you said, you know, you're talking about the entire part of the county that is just focused in on. They're talking about forest walks, they're talking about beaches, illumination, all the excitement of it all. And it, to me, it seems like just such a showcase for the county, and it's the premier festival really of Donegal.
Finally in news, the Taoiseach has described opposition parties as barbarians for calling for more spending on key projects. Leo Varadkar hit out at Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin after they criticised the government for not having a handle on public spending. It's after the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council said there's no credible medium-term plan for the economy. Fianna Fáil's finance spokesperson Michael McGrath says there needs to be a tighter hold on the public purse.
I think overall it is a time to be cautious. I think that we have had a good run. Many of the variables have bounced in our favour over the last number of years, you know, whether it be QE, ECB policy, the general trade environment, interest rates, exchange rates. That's not going to continue indefinitely. So I think the risks in economic terms are certainly on the downside.
For weather now, dry and bright in many areas with sunny spells, though a few light showers will occur in places. Highest temperatures of 12 to 15 degrees and moderate to fresh northerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, an investigation has been launched by Letterkenny University Hospital after patients' medical finds were found dumped in a park. The documents belonging to an elderly woman were discovered by a family in the Bernard McGlinchey Park near the hospital. The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that discussions are continuing between the Irish and Scottish governments to de-escalate the tensions over Rockall, with the Scottish government threatening to challenge any Irish vessels fishing in the waters around the rock. The issue was raised during the order of business today by Donegal Deputy Pat Cope-Gallagher, who asked Leo Varadkar what discussions he had at EU level and with the Scottish authorities on the issue. Investigations are continuing following the report of a suspicious approach to a woman in the Drenan area of Ballybofey on Tuesday last. Gardaí say a woman out walking was approached by a man travelling in a blue hatchback-style car who stopped to ask for directions. And major works are to be carried out at Donegal Airport as part of an investment package announced by government today. Over €880,000 has been approved through the Department of Transport. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 11th of June. The death has taken place of John Murray, Arden Addition, Manor Cunningham. Wake in his home today and tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. The death has taken place of Willie McKay, Keelogs Church Hill. His remains are reposing at his daughter Rosemary Bonner's residence at 102 Meadow Hill, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Glendoan, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Brindley Manor Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Bernie O'Donnell, Strigali, Clohan. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her home at 10:30 tomorrow morning to the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, for 11 o'clock Mass with burial afterwards in Kilwira Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Alicia Kelly, Tarramidge, Clarenbridge, Galway, formerly of Golf Course Road, Letterkenny. Alicia's remains will repose at her parents Kay and Kevin Kelly's home on Golf Course Road, Letterkenny, until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cancer Care West, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director.